We were middle of the where it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought on Mitzrayim Yod Chazaka, Zohar Nitriya, Oisis and Mavsin, which is Perek Mimvav, Aku Amud Kuf Yizayim. Now, the basic Nekuda has been saying is that these items that are mentioned, it's showing that the Makis came on all Tzadim. Because every aspect that there is in the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Makis against it. All of it to disprove that there's an alternative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that every part of the Bria is vulnerable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din and so on and so forth. Now he says, so until now we saw one Mahalach on how it's different. Now he's going to have another Mahalach, and the main point is, of all these Mahalachim, is to show that the Makis were encompassing. The Makis had a certain Seder, and they encompassed different Anhadas. Omnam, put the Zayin on the bottom and left side. Everything in the world has two tzadim, chayim and tzura. We've explained it a number of times. It's in the word, the concept chayim and tzura is a Greek concept, and it means matter and form. In other words, if I were to ask you to describe a table, I'd need to tell you two things about it. It's made out of something, wood, metal, whatever it is. It's flat and has enough surface area to ride or to eat or whatever it is. If I were to tell you a car, so there is the metal and there is the tzura put together so that there's wheels and an engine and so on and so forth. The concept or the idea that is integrated in everything is the tzura, and the thing that it's made out of is the chaymer. The easiest, the simplest mashal would be like a statue that's made out of stone, and it has a picture, a tzura of something on top of it. But that's an easy one. No, it's chaim and tzura as a statue that is a slab of stone sculptured is an easy. The harder one to understand is when you're dealing an army, for instance. The people are the chomer. The idea of how to array the people, how to form the battalions, how to move them, the interaction, that's all the tzura. So tzura is the concept, and chomer is the material which the concept expresses itself in. There is nothing in the world, the Rambam says, that is a chomer without a tzura or tzura without a chomer. They're not separable, except conceptually they're separable. Different things are mitzad the chomer, different things are mitzad the tzura, but there is nothing that you can't separate the two. The Romza Chachom Davaze are remiss of Chazak. We told you that some words themselves are Greek words, Chom and Tzura, and it's a very, very elementary aspect of early Greek philosophy. But he says in Chazal, you find it, it said, Koma Shebara Kodesh Baruch Hu Lomai Zochon Ekeva Brom. Everything in the world is Zochon Ekeva. Ki Azochu Atzura Vanekevi Achaymer. Now, this is an idea that is a lot in his farm. And let's just explain it a little bit. Chazal say that a zocher, the tapkid in halada of the zocher is to form the tzura in the nekeva. It says if the zocher is what imposes the tzura on the nekeva's vlad. Now physically, it is the way we see the interaction. Because the fetus itself is in the mother's womb. So the chayfetz itself is there. It doesn't really begin to develop until the zohar doesn't fertilize it. So the zohar is ki'il, the poel that is imposing heroin on an element that's mukhid for heroin. So at a very basic level, that's the way we see it. The etzem fact, the Gemara says, Ma'isa b'isha achas, that she was married to a chassid, a tzaddik, I remember the Lashon Gemara, and v'haya kisha kisha shel tefillin. She would help him tie the tefillin knots. That was what she did. And then her husband died, and a second marriage she married a muhsin. Muhsin was a tax collector, which was considered to be a lowlife, because it was basically extortion. It was certified extortion. So they used to do this to collect taxes, and they would tie a knot to show like a seal that it was taken care of. and she helped her husband tie those seals, and that it was the Kishur Shel Muchsin to show that it was good. So Chazal say that the woman is an element that's malleable. It accepts the tzur the husband imposes on it. So the woman herself is sort of chaymer. It's something, a woman is something that is the substance. She was the tying of knots, which is chaymer, and the husband was the one that imposed the tzur on it. Well, what is it going to be? Where are these knots going to? What do they do? So zecher and akeva are chomer and tzura in the setup. A woman has a lot of the substance, but it's indiscriminate, and imposing on it exactly the format and which way it will go to is lazim. That's ishak sheres. So it's in Bible and all those chazal. So the Maral finds it in the chazal that says ki mashibara kadosh baruch hu b'lom is zecher and akeva b'lom is where chazal will megala chomer and tzuratas. Everything in the Bria comes in both tzadim. So everything in the Bria has its own unique chaymer, and its own unique tzura. And the tzura is not just a physical tmuna. It's the whole mitzias of it. If I were to describe a certain tree, so its flavor is also part of the tzura of it. Its effect, its medicinal effect, its harmful effect, those are all, tzura is the properties, whereas chaymer is the substance. Kazocha tzura and the kev chaymer does it do. Vachaymer, he says, Einei rak haschola. Chaymer is always where you start with. Kiatzura hishleimus hanimtza. Because everything has to start with chaymer, and then you shape it with the tzura to give it what it's supposed to be. So chomer starts first, then the cave is kilo there first, and the zocha brings out the tzura. They nimtza ba'olam sheinu chaymer tzura. Everything in the world is a combination of both. Like we said over the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, he says that they always are the inseparable, except conceptually you can look at it mitzad this, mitzad that. V'hu yisbarach ha-mezavik v'ha-mechavis in kechad. And it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that puts them together. V'chibur shlem i'v'atzmak. The fact that they can be neschaber, the fact that you can put one on top of the other and impose one on top of the other is a chiddush as well. Because the chura, a concept, is something completely abstract, and a chayim is very physical. The fact that you can give chaymer certain properties, and it accepts those properties, is a chiddush also. V'dayma l'zeh nekeva shikmer chaymer, v'azocho k'ma atzura, v'akadosh baruch hu mechava yisem ke'echad. And that is the pshat when it says by that the three shutfim in Avlad, the zocho nekeva k'ma atzura, that's what the shutfim are. The nekeva gives the chaymer. The nekeva is, kilu, the Gemara says, the flesh and the blood. The flesh, the tzura, the bones are the backbones of that. The zocher gives it its tzura, but the fact that they can stick together, the fact that I can endow outside properties on something and it accepts those properties, that's a chiddush, and that chiddush is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, and how does he do it? So he says a dover nifla. I want to explain this because the morale is kind of alluding to a very deep nekuda here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bria in the world, we said, consists of very simple elements, and you know there are different levels of it. But with what the morale calls sometimes pshitus. Like, let's say, a simple element as opposed to a compound. Or an elementary particle of an element as opposed to the element as such. And so on. Those are elementary nekudos that are ki'ilu, that is, pshitus means simple points, simple elements that cannot be broken down to further elements. And there's always different levels, but it goes min ha-murkav to a pashut. Murkav means that you can integrate different elements. It's not so posh that you can integrate different elements. Oil and water doesn't work so well. You can't combine, there are different elements that you just can't combine them. It's a chiddush that you can actually combine things and come out with a harkava. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, everything in the Bria comes down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Each letter is the simplest you can get to. Just like we say the Shishim Ribo Isis in the Torah, the Shishim Ribo elements of Chai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't break a letter down really. there is a way to break letters down, and you find in Chazal that they break down letters in terms of, like a test might be a chaf with a lamed, or there are ways to kind of say what letters are that letters consist of other letters, but that's already not kipshuta. Kipshuta, a letter is the simplest form you can get. Words are the first. When you take letters and combine to make words, that's the first harkav in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is Yud and a K and the letter Vav and the letter Hey. That means two things. There are some elementary letters, Yud and a Hey and a Vav are elementary letters, and there's a harkav. There's a way to be marked them that gives it a shame of Hashem. So in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself, you have letters and harkava. The most elementary harkava is the yud and the hey, which is also shem shalach. He spoke yesterday about the shem ka. So he says, "Akadosh Baruch Hu mechaves sekeret." Why? Sharei shitiv Akadosh Baruch Hu shmoi b'neiam. Akadosh Baruch Hu was meshatev his name hayud beish vahei beisha. So since the yud and the hey are the first harkava, and Akadosh Baruch Hu gave yud to the zohar and hey to the nekeva. So b'meila, we have the first step of harkava built into Shem Hashem is Yud and Hey, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yud to Ish and the Hey to Isha, so you now have the harkava of Yud and Hey built into Ish and Isha together can have a harkava because they have the harkava be'etzim inside it. I want to point out two more things that he's not pointing out over here. But I guess in line with what we spoke yesterday, we spoke yesterday about the yud and the hey, the difference between the yud being the nekuda, the shirish, olam haba, and the hey being olam hazeh, the spashtus. That is exactly the difference between surah and chaymer. Surah is always a nekuda. There is a very precise definition of round. If I take a round ball, the definition of round is one point. Something which has points around it that the radius is pi. The circumference is pi around the radius. That defines a circle. It's a very crisp, clear definition. There's no room, it's not dispatched anywhere. I take the concept of a circle, which is a nekuda, and I put it. There are pies that are circular, there are wheels that are circular, there are buildings that are circular, or so to Kipshin by Sukkah. All of these, there's Yam Shel Shlomo that's circular. Those are already different places where circle finds its place in the Metzias. So, in Mitzar, that's why it says in Chazal, it says Olam Haba is with a Yud, because Olam Haba, it says, is a small Nekuda, and there's Me'atim Boy. There's very few tzaddikim, so it's like a yud is a dot. There is no shir. Halachically, a yud is a dot of ink that's noticeable. Is a yud. So a yud is a point because tzaddikim ma'atim heim, and olam hazeh is hey because that's these fashions like we've spoken a few times. It has oyach and reichiv. It takes up a whole surface. I mean, it doesn't mean there's only tzaddikim. We hope there are more than just a handful of tzaddikim olam haba. We hope it says kol yisrael shachel olam haba. But the pshat is mitzad the atzmius of olam haba. Olam Haba is a very, very, it's a very fine nekuda. It's a very precise nekuda, is right for you. This is Olam Haba. This is Emes. This is Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed it to encompass a lot more. Reiv Zchuya is also encompassed. But that's also a certain spashtus where the word Toiv, like we find the Rambam used a lot of times, in Mordechai Vachon used the Lashon, a Shem Mushal, a borrowed term. Tzadik Be'etzim, the Tanya, the whole Likud of his Likud of Amarim is that there is a definition of tzaddik that is awesome, basically perfection itself, a person who doesn't have yitzhara whatsoever and is kol toy. That's tzaddik when you define it tzaddik in its precise definition. Tzaddik lemaisa, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim, tzaddik includes anyone that's rubik kuloi or that achrab lahapis. But that's already a spashtus of the Musik Tzadik. Olam Haba Mitzad Atzma is a dot. It's a point. And there's very, very, very few that are shayach to it. there is this pashtus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu includes Kol Yisrael in this Olam Haba. So the nekuda of Yud is Tzura, and the Hey the Ish is Chaimah. The Hine says Ayde Shmoy Nase Zivug Echad, because there's a Yud Hey, that's where the Zivug Echad. Ki Shmoy Ma'achid and the Kasha is a Bechiba Echad Gomer. I also want to point out another inyan. The placing of Ish, of the Yud in Ish and the Hey in Isha is also very significant. The Yud in Ish is the center point. It's Ki'ilu the Nekuda Emtsayis, which is a Nekuda. It's the midpoint of something is a very, very specific point. The Hey is Bederach Kal, the Hey of Nekeva is always at the end. It's, and even at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, there's a one hey after the yud and one hey after at the end of the word. The hey, by Isha, by Lashon Nekeva, hey is always at the end, because the hispashtos is still the safe pasuk. Because the etzem mitzios is precise. When something is hispashtos, so the nekuda itself is either ascholo or the emtza, like the yud and ish, and it's hispashtos to encompass more, and that becomes it. So Ra'al says, so you have two in Yonim. You have Chayma and you have Tzura, and the Chibur itself is a Chiddush, that you can be memazik the two. That a person, in the very fact that I can take, a person has a certain Tzura, and I can take that Tzura, etch it in stone, and it stays, and the stone expresses that Tzura. That's a Chiddush mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's another need of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and another brief from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's merumas in the fact that we said that there's two letters together. So hine, yesh shleisha b'chines. Ha'echad chayme, ha'sheni ha'tzura, v'ha'shlishi mitzad chiba chayme v'ha'tzura. V'al ze yesh ha'es b'ruz v'eika m'koyme. V'nispaye kama pom, he says, v'chol dov dorish inim yuchud. V'kashe neida ke ha'chayme nikra scholah, v'ha'tzura nikra tachse shleimis, v'chiburam shu ha'chayme v'ha'tzura udov v'zula shnei ha'chalaki. The body itself, that's a big chiddush, but that's not the chiddush. The chiddush is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaref a ruach and a basa, and they work together. And just to give an example, because it's something that we don't enough put our finger on it, on this machlasis. If I come along and I tell you, Reuven has a taiva. He wants to eat a lot. Reuven has got a big taiva. So it's very simple. Reuven has a stomach, and he has a body not any different than a cow, and the mela, his body wants food like a cow wants food. So just like a cow eats a lot, he has the same instinct, the same biologically is the same. You could they're almost identical. That's not a chiddush. If I tell you, no, Malach Michael has one thing in his achuka eshleikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a chiddush. A malach is ruchnius. It's made of the same of ayam ruchni, and his mitzis is shleikus ruchni. That's fine. We understand also. But if I take a person and it says may I humble a person becomes caught up with a tremendous passion to learn, and I don't know, there's no desire to eat because he's so engrossed in learning. He's fasting on kippah and he feels so elevated. Doesn't even feel a need to eat because he feels so straight. How did the two interact? How did a ruchnius, if a mitzias, become part of the body and has its effect? The person himself is mishtekik. The person himself is a mishtekik, and not just his seichel, but his whole body, kolat smayzi tamana. The whole person is caught up in it. A person becomes very nislayev, very excited, and very energized by a thing that's lets him not part of the body. How does the body feed off the neshama, vice versa? That's something that's basically inexplicable to us. The hakava of the two together is a chiddush otsum bigger than any one of the two. And that's the mafi lasos, that a body is a very, very complex mechanism, but it's not a pella. It's a very complicated watch. So there's a complicated, more complicated, extra complicated, but it can all be explained physically. This enzyme pushes that hormone pushes this reaction. To say that, there's nothing here that's a nace except for the complexity of it. But the fact that this person is so involved in the taste of this, that he doesn't want to eat, or this person is facing being killed, and he says, I'm not going to be able to reserve, even if it will save my life, that's something that's very hard to understand. Very hard to understand how one is as shaykh as the other. So this Hebrew is a double zor shaykhulakit. The Kash Hashem is brought, what's the Hakis Mitzrayim B'chol Ma'akah, like a Shpoch, who wanted to wanted to hit Mitzrayim in every aspect. So first he started with Chaymer. Ba'amak al deva, shehu tzura, shehu shleimus, al dova shehu tzura, shehu shleimus al dova. Ba'amak al chibosh ha'chaymer tzura. V'kasher teida, ki kasher huka v'tchilosh ha'chaymer. The first thing was Chaymer yavli heder. What happens when you, if a person destroys the Chaymer, for instance, if I take a statue and I vaporize it, or I dry out a piece of wood, I basically get less substance than I had before. Before I had a piece that was so big, and now a trunk. Person has a shirt made of cotton that wasn't shrunk, and he washes it. It looks the same tzura after he finished washing it. It's just a size smaller. It's 3 inches shorter in every way. So head, the lack of substance is what a person gets when he destroys the chayma. Plague was heder, like it says that a person, death is can offer out of lofa toshu. So you take a big behemoth that's so big, and when it dies, it collapses and shrinks and disintegrates and just crumbles into nothingness. So that's the ikka. So that's the first thing was heder. So when a person takes a sword and cuts something near, if I take an animal and I cut it near for the sword, or a person, or a statue, then immediately the tzura is destroyed. It does not look like it doesn't have a tzura of animal. It's 2 halves of an animal. Even before death took its toll and disintegrated the chayma, I destroyed the tzura. So the dever is keneged chomer, and dever is it causes a disintegration of it. And cheref causes a destruction of the tzura. The third thing is ve'eva kadosh baruch hu ba'amar b'mayir gadol neged chelek hashlishi shu achibu mechayim v'tzura. Ve'amar kimiti yisparach chiba chayim v'tzura. Ve'kashe nimtzoyim yitzvan aseida az Hashem yisparach shu ite chiba zeh misnagid al chibu ba'amar gadol nimtzoyim. Mayir gadol, especially what he said it before, he said before that Meira works not where there's physical contact. If somebody clobbers me over the head, that's Cherev. If I see somebody frightened, and I get so frightened out of my wits that I either just become helpless or fall over or faint, that's called Meira Gadol. Meira Gadol means that the thing itself reacted to what it saw. What happens in Meir Gadol is, I see something that overwhelms me, frightens me. I'm physically still capable to fight. Like, what happened? I'm just as strong as before. They didn't beat me up. But the teretz is, my seichel, my tzura was hafis, that this is a terrible matzah. And the mela, it affected the guf as well. I when a person gets frightened out of his wits, basically what happened was, his chayma was affected through his tzura. His seichel, tfisa, havana, sent a message to the body, you've got no power, like we said over the pasuk, lekom ruach be'ish. You've got no power whatsoever to be misnagid. So Meir Gadol is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically attacks a person mitzad dechiva chayma tzura. A fool, a fighter who's got no seichel, keeps fighting, he does not scared, not because of courageous, a lot of times because he's just too stupid to realize that he's been pulverized. He doesn't have the seichel, like an animal, like a bull that you keep going on, doesn't realize that he's going to be slaughtered. He just goes headlessly. So if a person wouldn't have seichel, there wouldn't be any meira. A cotton is not about das, he's not scared of anything. Just crazy things, he's not scared of anything. Or a person has a very strong ruach, the emotional person is very brave or courageous, if he has very strong ruach, he doesn't get scared either. right, Moreh Gadol is where the ruach affects the tzur affects the chayma. That's what happens. So mainly he's saying there, these three inyanim are inyanim that are nogea to three chalkei hakav avriya. There's chayma, there's tzur, and the hakav of the three of them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to affect all of them. So he affected the chayma mitzad the deva, because what happens when you hit chayma is heder, and which is deva, it's a disintegration of the physical substance. Then you get mitzad the tzura, chereb is chaytik the tzura, and you get that destruction. And then you get the two of them, Meir Gadol affects both of them, that's the third one. And then he adds again, "Vaday nekazecha oisem moifis kefshach liyos hakol derechatev and oisem hakav klal and oisem moifis where again moifsim and it doesn't." Who Piri says is a mitu bo liyede bina v'chachma. It's emes what I told you. V'hinei zbaruch apir shalmai mezevu iny nifla. And he said, if you take a look, a lot more elements fit into what he said before. Okay, so we'll hold it here. There's one more piece here that I want to see. Mention tomorrow will probably be the last share. And now. The Baha'i is wants to meet with the Dalai Lama. There is, I just thought briefly, we...